I guess we can talk about sports. Let's bring in Mike Ozzie. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right, so we'll start off, first of all, we'll get it out of the way quick with our picks. We both picked New Orleans, right?
Yep.
And we both won by the hair on our skinny teeth. Then, what did we do with the Oakland-Denver game?
We both took Oakland.
Oh, so I got two wins, and you got two wins then.
Yeah, you're back to 3-3.
All right, and you're what, 6-0?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's that. All right, so now, enough of football. We're done with that. Oh, got the fire alarms going off here in Sharon. Fire company's heading out, I guess, sooner or later. All right, we'll take a look at sports. 21 runs yesterday, 15 runs yesterday, 36 runs in two games. Houston is on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
Not only 15 runs, pitching. Three hits again yesterday. The day before, they only gave up two, and one was a home run to break the shutout. So they scored 36 runs and only gave up one. And this game was over in the second inning when it was 11-0. They're on fire. They hit six home runs in the first two innings.
Amazing.
And they didn't beat a schlub yesterday. They beat the A's, and they beat Mike Fiers, who was 14-3 going into yesterday's game.
Now, they are one of the most impressive clubs ever at home. They don't lose at home. I mean, they do.
When they're healthy, they win.
Yeah, they they're perfectly. They're a well-designed club. It's going to be hard for anybody to get by them, even if someone gets home field advantage. It's going to be very hard to get by that club.
They're pushing for home field advantage too. They have 95 wins, just like the Yankees. So
they own the tiebreaker over the Yankees.
Yeah, because they beat them more.
Yeah, we have 4-3. So the Yankees have to win one more game than Houston. But but it doesn't matter. I think you can throw, unless some really weird things happen and really weird dynamics, I just don't see clubs beating Houston. I just don't. You know, and I'm a Yankee.
Like we've been saying all year, they have every facet of the game. They have starting pitching, they have relief pitching, and they have hitting.
You know, and the Yankees have a couple of their pitchers coming around, but you can't, when you look at the hitting, yeah, you can match them up, okay? When you look at the fielding and stuff like that, it's probably fairly close. But when you look at the home field advantage that Houston gets, and when you look at the pitching staff that Houston has, it doesn't add up, unless something, like I said, weird happens.
The pitching is much better than the Yankees.
Yeah.
Even though last night you got another good game from Paxton.
Paxton and Happ have been very good over the past month. But you know what? Paxton and Happ don't equal the rotation that Houston has.
No, and here's the thing, too. Paxton's never pitched in the postseason.
Pitching is the huge divider between the two teams. They both play well at home. Houston plays better even at home than the Yankees do.
I mean, but Greinke pitched in the postseason. He's a good postseason performer. I don't think Cole has, unless he did for a couple games with the Pirates. And you have Verlander, who right now is the best postseason pitcher in baseball.
It's a tough chore to go after. All right, how about Polar Bear for the Mets? He's just he's having a gargantuan year.
He keeps hitting home runs. That's for sure. Mets beat Arizona yesterday 3-1. Arizona was hot. They lost Sunday, and then they lost again last night. But Arizona made up a ton of ground. They're the team in contention for the second wild card spot. Going into last night's game, I think they were only a game and a half behind the Cubs. Last night, the Cubs didn't play, so that would mean that they're two. No, the Cubs did play. They beat San Diego. So now they fall 2.5 games behind the Cubs. But they were the hot team right now, and that's what's going to happen with the wild card. Whoever gets hot and rides it to the end of the season, that's the team that's going to get the second spot, because Washington more or less has the first wild card spot sewn up. So everybody else is just playing for that second spot. Washington has a 2.5 game lead in that spot over the Cubs. And then chasing the Cubs, you have the Brewers 2 games behind, Arizona 2.5, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 4.
And in the American League, the Red Sox were officially eliminated from postseason consideration last night.
They were eliminated Memorial Day weekend.
I know, but I'm talking about actually by the numbers. They could, everything could happen, and they can't get in anymore. But That's why I think making the announcement about Dombrowski was stupid, because they played very little. Even with David Ortiz come out, and he looked great, by the way. I don't know if you saw him coming out of the dugout before the game.
Yeah, I did.
He looked great, and he thanked both members on both teams, and he's just what a great guy. Even with Ortiz coming out, the Red Sox just played like dead fish.
Yeah, the Dombrowski thing really hurt them. Yep. I mean, for as decently as Paxton pitched yesterday, the Red Sox very rarely get shut out. And last night they had absolutely no life. They were missing pitches they should hit. They just didn't show up last night. So definitely the Dombrowski thing definitely took everything out of them.
Yeah, I don't, because they like playing for Cora. Cora doesn't know if a new general manager coming in is going to keep him on. I mean, once you make that announcement, there's so many other uncertainties added to it.
Well, here's the thing, that they've won World Series. They've been very competitive with Dombrowski for a couple of years now. What makes you think Cora is not next?
I know, that's
because they lost this year. They won last year. Okay, so apparently that's been forgotten. So they're basing stuff on this year. Well, if you're going by this year, if Dombrowski's gone, you would think Cora's next.
It's amazing. But anyway,
I don't know who pulled the string on that, but that wasn't a good move.
Nope, not. I mean, if they want to fire him, fire him. But you wait till the end of the season.
I wouldn't fire him.
No, I wouldn't have fired him. But if you're going to do it, don't do it and take the last bit of life the team has left in them out of him.
If anybody deserves to be fired, it's the general manager for the Padres. They went out and spent $47,000 million on what's-his-name coming from the Orioles, and they're 11 games under 500. So if anybody should be fired, it should be him. The Phillies, they're only 5 games over 500, so I don't think the deal for Harper worked out too well to you, so maybe he should be canned. The Red Sox are 8 games over 500. Compared to the Phillies and the Padres, that's a big success. But yet Dombrowski gets the axe. Doesn't make sense to me.
Nope. I said that yesterday. I believe that as well. All right, see what Jerry Rice said about Antonio Brown?
No.
He played everybody. He played the league. And he basically went on to say that he wouldn't trust this guy as far as he could throw him anymore. And
there's a lot of people in the NFL like that.
Yeah.
So you got guys like him who are put on a pedestal in the NFL, and then you got guys like Drew Brees who won last night's game for the Saints, and he voices his religious experience and his feelings out to the public, and he gets chastised like he did what Antonio Brown did.
It's just
joke.
Here's the thing about Anthony Brown and what the NFL set themselves up for. He basically had the money to sit out and demand, and he knew where he wanted to go, and he knew where he could go, and he played the league, and he played everybody in it, and there's no way you can really close that loophole, because you can never close the loophole on somebody desiring money and fame so much that they'll do anything to go to any team.
But the NFL just became the NBA.
Yeah, you can jump from team to team to team with no consequence, and you can predict where you want to go, and that's just unfair. But anyway,
well, if the Raiders did what they should have done, and the Cowboys did what they should have done with their running back, saying go in the corner, sit on that chair because you're not playing this year.
And you're not getting
paid.
And not
pay them. Yeah. Then the NFL could have gotten a little bit of respect back, where the league is run by the people that are supposed to be running it. Well, now the inmates are running the NFL just like they're running the NBA. And that's not good.
All right. Anything else?
That means anybody on any team can do whatever they want at any time.
Yeah. Anything else in sports?
We cover pretty much everything. Yeah.
I think so.
The Saints game at the end, that was insane. They scored 10 points in 50 seconds.
But
if that's not video football, you tell me what is. It was the Saints went down and they scored, and everything was good. They're winning the game, and then Houston gets the ball back, two passes, score a touchdown. 75 yards. Man, that's not good for the Saints.
No, it's just I'll tell you what, I watched most of that game, in and out, in and out, in and out. And New Orleans defense is still New Orleans defense. I'm sorry, they're not reliable.
Nope.
And the Texans weren't that great either on defense. But then again, they were in New Orleans and they were playing the Saints.
I give the Texans a lot of credit to come back like they did in a hostile crowd. I mean, that's a big home field advantage for the Saints, and they overcame it. Problem is, they don't have a defense either. It's video football.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, I'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.